Hi, Virginia.
Hi.
Hey, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today? Pretty good. Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after using the Depo Provera? Very good. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depo Provera?
Yeah.
You were? All right. What year were you diagnosed with the meningioma in?
2020.
2020. Okay. All
2020.
And how long did you take it for more than a year?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Sure.
All right. And you do not already have an attorney assisting you, is that correct?
No, I have nobody.
Okay. All right. And then you can affirm you have not signed any paperwork in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit with another firm, right?
That is that what saying if
You have not signed anything, correct?
oh
Okay. And then you're filing this claim for yourself, and you are a resident of the United States. That is correct.
no
And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year.
yes I think for how like by that time even I almost 10 years okay
I'll get the dates from you here in a second. And then it is meningioma of the brain, correct?
Yes, the right one.
And then what is the date of diagnosis?
The exact date or kind of like the month here.
Just you can give me the month and the year.
It was June 2020.
June of 2020. Okay. And then diagnosis, was that obtained with a CT scan and an MRI biopsy or it's both scans?
It was the radiation. What's the name, doctor?
I'll get the doctor from you. No, but the way they diagnosed it, was it from a CT scan or an MRI or both?
I think both.
Okay, no worries. And what is your date of birth?
4/190.
401-1990. And then, do you know anybody else that was affected by the Depo Provera?
No, not that I think of.
No, you're good. No worries. And then you did consume or use the brand name injectable Depo Provera. That is correct. Yes, Depo Provera. All right. And I asked you this earlier, but you did use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum. That is correct. And in that 1 year, you would have had at least four injections prior to being diagnosed. All right. And then this is redundant, but you did use Depo Provera sometime between 1992 and current day. And then roughly when did you start using it and stop using it year wise?
I said 2007, I stopped in 2020.
2020. And then I know this is redundant as we are speaking about female contraceptive, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And your first name is Virginia, Virginia. And last name Anderson, Anderson. Okay. And then what is your social? If you do not feel comfortable providing the whole thing, you can just give me the last four.
That's for 0624.
0624. Okay. And then email I have for you is queennva21 at gmail.com.
It said queen, it's queen VA
Yeah.
21.
Oh, I don't know why I said N
I
twice.
think
My bad.
yeah, I think
My
take the
bad.
end off. Okay.
Queennva21 at gmail. I got that. Okay. And then this is the best number to reach you on, and this is a cell phone, I take it. And when the attorneys reach out to you, do you want them to call you morning, afternoon, or evening? The best time to reach you.
The morning is better.
Okay.
It doesn't matter though, but the
Okay.
morning is better.
Gotcha. And then let me see if your address was on here at all. No, it is not. What is your best physical address?
1805 72nd Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19126.
19126. Is there an apartment number or anything to it?
No.
Okay. 1805 72nd Avenue in Philadelphia, PA 19126.
Yes.
All right. 19126. And then what is the diagnosing doctor's name or the hospital you went to?
His name was, who was the doctor? It was, I know it was couple, what was the doctor's name?
If you know the facility name too, that's fine.
I'm about to say. And it was Dr. Brett, Dr. Brett, Dr. It's K-L-E-I-N. Well,
Klein.
I'm sorry, Brett.
Brad,
Yeah.
Dr. Klein. K-L-E-I-N in Philadelphia. Okay, I'll find it. Hold on. Was it a male or female?
A male.
A male? Okay. Oh, I see Brad. Neurologist. Brad C. Klein. I see right here. In Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, on Old York Road. And the diagnosing doctor is the same one that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 1 second. The address of this. And then no previous cancer diagnosis is correct?
No.
Okay. All right. Treating doctor the same. Fix that. Sorry. This is error code. And then prescribing doctor. Do you remember the prescribing doctor? Was it your OBGYN?
No.
Was it anything like that? Or?
It was my regular doctor.
What's their name?
It was Dr. Stefan.
Oh, it was the same doctor? Oh, no. Dr. Stefan?
Yes.
Philadelphia?
Yes.
Okay. Male or female?
A male.
Male? Okay. Dr. Steven, Stephens.
I haven't known their first name, so I think their last name was like Ruben or Robin or Ruben.
It was like Dr. Ruben or Dr. Ruben?
Yeah, it was like Ruben or Rob Ruben. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me see. I found a Dr. Stephen C. Ruben in Philadelphia. Is that him?
It's like Steph. It might be. Is it Temple?
S-T-E-P. Yeah, it is Temple.
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
Yep, Temple Health. Yep. All right. And that is Temple Health. Address of, let me just get it here.
Hold on, observer. Give me 1 second, okay, Princess? 1 second, 1 second.
Yeah, we're almost done. I just have a few more questions, and then I'm going to send you the documents, and then we'll complete them, or that's about it. So 1 second. And then what's the pharmacy you go to or went to?
Rite Aid.
What street is it on?
The one right, it was the Ogden Avenue.
Oh, okay. In Philly?
Sorry, hold on, sorry. Yes.
Okay. What was the street name? I'm sorry.
Ogden.
Old Mont, old. One sec. What's this? Do you know the zip code?
I'm going to show my zip code 19126.
19126. I was going to say that, yeah. All right, let me see which one. On Ognott's Avenue, on Midvale, or Windrum?
No, damn. Oh, yeah, I forgot that. Rite Aid is closed now. That one closed.
No, any Rite Aid would work. What, have you been to any other Rite Aid since?
40th Street. I've been to 40th Street right there, too, before. You go right in.
47th or 48th?
Yeah, it's on Market Street.
For Market Street?
Uh-huh.
1 second. Oh, yeah, I found it right here. Okay. Yeah, it does not matter if it's closed. I found it on Market Street, the Rite Aid.
Go downstairs and go to the door. Because
the another Rite Aid will have the same records. They just want to know where. Rite Aid. Just make sure there's a spell on that right. Yeah, AID. That's what I thought. Okay. The number is 215. And then there are medical records that exist for in regards to your meningioma diagnosis.
Yeah.
All right. And then would you like to put an emergency contact?
No.
Okay. Where is... And then I'm just going to confirm everything with you, and then I will send you this text message. We'll complete the documents, and then that will get the whole case started for you, all right?
Okay.
So let me just confirm everything with you. I let you know, of course, in the beginning the call is recorded. You would like to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit, and you do not have an attorney. That is all correct?
Yes.
These are all going to be redundant, everything we just went over. So I'm sorry if they repeated myself. And then you are, of course, a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. That is correct. And then roughly date of diagnosis would have been June of 2020.
Yes. All
right. And then your birthday is April 1st, 1990.
Yes.
All right. And then you did consume the brand name Depo-Provera. That is correct.
Yes.
Used it for at least 1 year and had 4 injections prior to diagnosis.
Yes.
And then use it sometime between 92 to today, which would have been 2007 to 2020. And then you, of course, are a female.
Mm-hmm.
And then Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A, last name Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. And you are not a junior, senior, second, third, or fourth, correct?
Right. Yeah.
And then all that spelling was right?
Mm-hmm.
And then is it okay if I repeat your last 4?
Yes.
All right. 0624.
Yep.
And then email is queenva21@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then this is the best number to reach you on, and it's a cell phone, and best time to reach you would be morning.
Yes.
Address of 1805 72nd Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19126.
Yes.
And then diagnosing and treating doctor are the same, Brad C. Klein. And then that was at 1151 Old York Road, Suite 100 in Abington, PA. And then I have his number down here as well, and that is correct?
Yes.
And then prescribing doctor would have been Stephen C. Rubin at Temple Health, 333 Cottman Avenue, Philadelphia, PA. That is correct?
It just won't come here. Yes, it just won't come here.
All right. And then pharmacy, of course, was the Rite Aid. And then the address is 4055-89 Market Street, Philadelphia, PA for the Rite Aid.
Yes.
Right. And then, of course, medical records that exist.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to send you a text right now.
Mm-hmm.
This will just take like a minute. You'll get the text. It'll say Jeremy Perlman, that's my name, wants to send you a DocuSign. You should get it in the next like second or so here. 1, 2, 3. There you go. You should get it right now. And you're just going to want to click on that link. That will open up to the DocuSign. When it opens up, you want to say yes or allow. And then from there, you hit continue and then start. We'll take you into the document. You just draw your signature and then hit the sign here and then finish. And then once you finish, I will send you all the lawyer's information. So let me get all that together. Hold on. And you've done a DocuSign before, correct? Yeah, you're in it. You're in it. Never mind. I see you're in it. No worries. You're quicker than I can even get this text together.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. And then there we go. And then once you hit finish, let me know. And just to confirm, best number 484-501-6876.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
That's on it.
Mm-hmm. Let me check real quick 1 second. Yep, you completed it. Let me send you this message too. So you have my direct number as well. Because if you don't hear from the attorneys in about a week or so, please do reach out to me on this number. I'm going to text you from right now. Let me just make sure all this is correct.
Not this fuck, baby. Not this fuck. Just stop going somewhere.
I just texted you from that 949 number. That is my direct number. If you do not hear from the attorneys at A4D, I would say after Christmas or a little bit before the new year, please do reach out to me on that 949 number, and I can always reach out and get an update or transfer you to them. But besides that, that is all. We have all the information correct. You do have a very good case in regards to this. You were taking the Depo-Provera in the years. You were diagnosed with the ailment. So they just need to pull the records to substantiate your claim, and then you would be able to, of course,
okay.
Yeah. But I do thank you for your time, and they should be reaching out soon. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You have a happy holidays. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hmm?